don't try to rip someone off from their winning lottery ticket, because the lottery will hunt you down. They will find you.
Man.
And they will prosecute you.
What is Liam Neeson? Does Liam Neeson work for the lottery commission?
I will find you.
In Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a man had purchased 2 scratch-off lottery tickets, and he was almost ripped off of $1 million from the clerk.
If you scratch off the front barcode, it'll tell you if it's a winner or not, regardless of whether you scratch off everything showing how much you'd won.
Wait a second. Does that mean you don't have to scratch off all the things? Yeah, you don't play the game. You just...
No.
So what's the fun in that?
So for them to know if it's a winning lottery ticket, right, they aren't looking there to see, did you get all these right? There's a barcode that they scan with the lottery scanner,
right,
and it tells them if it's a winner or not.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound... I mean, half the fun is doing the little scratch-off thing.
Yes, it drives me...
That's why it's called a scratch-off.
Drives me nuts when people do that, because it's one of two things. First of all, you're so impatient. Let me play the game for you. I like games. That's why we play. Or it's kind of like you're an addict. You know what I mean? You don't even have time, right?
It's like
you gotta scratch it off and give it to you.
It's like getting Christmas presents and not wrapping them.
Yeah.
I mean, the anticipation is the fun part,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
He threw it on top of the trash. As that gentleman left, he took the trash outside. And if you follow him on the camera, you can see him grab the ticket, put it in his pocket. He went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own. And through their normal line of questioning, there were enough red flags for them to say, hey, you need to get all your affairs in order and come back to us, and we're going to hold on to the ticket.
So the guy gives him the tickets to scan.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk scans them.
He sees that they're both winners. One is $40 and one's $1 million.
Whoa.
And so he says, yay, you won $40 on one of them. This one's not a winner. Gave him his $40. The guy leaves knowing no different. He takes the trash out to get rid of the evidence, puts the ticket in his pocket.
Wow, look at that.
Whenever there's a big winner like that, the lottery will go through all of the video cameras. That's how, when you see people say, they stole my ticket, and you're like, how are you going to prove that? Well, this is what they do to make sure that the proper rightful owner of that ticket gets it.
Man, so, I had no idea there were such sticklers. I guess you have to be. I wonder how many times this has happened and they've gotten away with it.
Lots, I would imagine. Especially smaller amounts, right? Always check the ticket yourself first. Always. Now, here's the thing. They found the original owner of the ticket, which is fantastic. They figured out who it was. That person staying anonymous, which is awesome when they get to do that, by the way.
They have the power to hunt down the person that bought it. I mean,
well, they can see them on camera, see who they are. They figured it out somehow.
Good God.
I
think we found our new Secret Service director.
Yeah, right.
Who's ever in charge of the lottery investigation.
I agree with you. By the way, that clerk is facing a Class A felony for theft of $1 million ticket. Mm-hmm. He's in jail right now.
Bad idea, bro.
Yep.
You're going to get caught. Don't mess with the lottery.
Thieves.
Moral of the story.
Right.
Jason Aldean is best buddies with Hulk Hogan now, which is crazy for him because when he was a kid, thought Hulk Hogan was a superhero. Now he's his pal, and that's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.